towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Now, before I begin, I think I could hear a little background noise, so somebody might have their microphone.
I'm sorry, it was me. I've muted myself. I'm muting now.
Okay, thank you. So we begin this month of September acknowledging important days of remembrance on this path of the Sufi message of Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan. September 13th is the day that Hazrat Inayat Khan set sail for North America from his home country in India, following an inner call to carry a Sufi message of love, harmony, and beauty to the Western world. So we remember Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan with loving gratitude for the blessings and the enrichment that this message offers to our inner and outer life. It is also the month when we remember Murshid Hidayat Inayat Khan and Nuranisa Inayat Khan, children of Hazrat Inayat Khan, who dedicated their lives to serving the ideals of the Sufi message. We honor Murshid Hidayat on September 12th, the occasion of his divine union, or Urs. Fully dedicated to the Sufi message, Murshid Hidayat served the international Sufi movement as an inspiring teacher and guide, and as peer, though he never claimed that title. He felt that the title of Pir Murshid belonged to Hazrat Inayat Khan. Nuranisa Inayat Khan has been honored for her conviction to the Sufi message by serving as a wireless operator for the British resistance in France during World War II. And she was captured and imprisoned. On September 13th, the date that her father set sail to spread the Sufi message, Nuranisa was released from imprisonment through the sacrifice of her life. The humanitarian ideal of liberty. Murshid Hidayat, who was a master musician, a violinist, and orchestral composer, has offered a beautiful piece of music called La Monotonia. And through his deep feeling and remembrance of Nuranisa, this music gives us a story of Nuranisa's heart and her life through the language of sound. It is deeply moving, and so at the close of our gathering, a link can be provided to take you to where you can listen to that recording. In remembrance of them, I think you all enjoy listening to it. So remembering Murshid Hidayat draws me to practices that are offered to us through his devotion to the Sufi message and its inspiring influence in his life. So one of these practices is the singing wazifas. Another is the chromatic zikr, which we practiced together at a previous Dervish Coffee gathering. These practices reveal the experiential knowledge and the inner wisdom of Murshid Hidayat as a master of the Sufi message and as a master of the breath and the vibration of sound. The singing wazifas embody and transmit the teachings of the mysticism of sound offered through the Sufi message of Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan, who teaches us this. In mantra yoga, A person comes in touch with the mysticism of sound when they begin to see and understand. They begin to see that they gain power by sound, that in every vowel, word, composition, a certain effect or element is hidden, because life and the whole of manifestation is the outcome of what may be called vibrations. Both from the point of view of the Sufi and that of all mystics, the original state of the whole creation is vibration, and vibration manifests in two forms or stages. In its original condition, vibration is inaudible and invisible, but in its first stage towards manifestation, it becomes audible, and in its next step, visible. In its audible stage, it is called nada in Vedantic terms, a word which means sound, or nada brahma, which represents sound the creator, sound the creative spirit. The next stage is called jat anada, a word which means light. It is the different degrees of that light and their comparison with one another which gives rise to the various colors. Colors are only different shades of light. And we learn these colors of light in our foundational breath practices of the elemental breaths. Hazrat Anayakhan continues, and what is sound? The different notes are the various degrees of breath. Human breath, or the echo coming from a vessel, an instrument, or a bell, for that also is breath, the breath of human beings, as well as the breath of objects. From the one breath, many sounds manifest. So that takes one back again to the idea of unity. All this variety of color and form and sound proceed from one single source. So here we may be reminded of Murshid Hidayat's chromatic zikr practice, whereby we tune this instrument, our being, with the breath of five elemental sounds. Ah being the sound of earth. O being the sound of the water element. E the sound of the fire element. The air element. And U, the ether element. With the practice of the vibration of these five corresponding sounds to the zikr melody, as well as the five chakras taught by Hazrat Anayakhan, we open and purify this channel, tuning our instrument and preparing it for the transmission of breath as sound. Now remember, Hazrat Anayakhan teaches that in every vowel, word, composition, a certain effect or element is hidden. Today we will practice five singing wazifas created by Murshid Hidayat following the sequence of the elemental breath practice, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Through the vibration of the elemental sound and light hidden within the sacred word, we harmonize the vibration of this instrument, our body, our heart, and soul, to the one source of all color, form, and sound. The number five is significant in practices given by Hazrat Anayakhan, which leads to the subject of rhythm. He says, the mystics have seen five tattvas, or elements, working behind both the sound and the rhythm. although musicians consider seven notes in a scale. The original scale known to the mystics had five numbers, and there were five kinds of scales among the ancient people, with five different classes of rhythm. They took five colors to represent the five elements. Associated with this, there is the question of the mysticism of number. This is the idea of rhythm. Every movement must have its rhythm. There cannot be movement without rhythm. By rhythm, we imagine the intervals of time, such as hour or minute, or in music, crotchet, quaver, semibrieve. All these arise from our habit of dividing time into rhythm. We do this because our life itself depends on rhythm. The beating of the pulse of the heart in the head all show life's rhythm. Now I turn attention to this last line. The beating of the pulse of the heart in the head. Our head is like the bell Hazrat Inayat Khan spoke of. A bell ringing in a temple or the steeple of a church reverberates within the holy sanctuary and into the broader atmosphere around it. Our body is the bell and the sanctuary. The vibration of sound and light reverberates within our head and our heart, tuning the inner and outer atmosphere with the sacred. Each wazifa we will sing is accompanied by a visual concentration of light in the form of an elemental color. At five points of concentration in the head, along the nose, the channel of the nose, to the forehead, the crown, and just above the crown. With this concentration, we deepen the experience of the vibration of the element that is hidden within the sacred word. Hazrat Inayat Khan continues, "The science of numbers comes from the science of rhythm. A certain number comes to denote a certain duration of time. Every action or movement requires a certain time and has a corresponding effect. Every effect which is produced by color, sound, or number depends upon their harmonious or inharmonious effect. It is not the particular number or sound which gives the desirable effect, but the harmony. That is why the knowledge of the effect of sound, color, or number is insufficient without a development of a sense of harmony in oneself, so that one can understand the harmonious effect of these things." In our Sufi practice, this harmonious effect is attained through the power of breath, such as the practice of the elemental breaths, and through the repetition of sacred word or wazifa. All are vibrations that emanate from the divine source. Through the singing wazifas, Murshid Hidayat offers us this brilliant practice for developing harmony in ourself by tuning our instrument, our body, heart, and soul through the elemental vibrations of sound and light within the sacred word. He created and developed the singing wazifas as choral compositions for the different voices to do as a group practice. However, each singing wazifa can be adapted and experienced as an individual practice. This has been my practice and study, and so the wazifas are offered today with a singular melody for our group practice. And as I was mentioning to Moinadine, I'm going to have to imagine that you're all singing with me and hear you on the subtle planes. So when we sing each wazifa, and you may notice it in my own voice, there can be an encounter with notes that might not be comfortable for your vocal range. Part of it is we're developing our voice as well. But if that's difficult, it's okay to find a note that harmonizes with the music and sing that. Most important is to experience the vibration. Now, also I want to note that we'll be singing these wazifas with the recorded instrumental score by Murshid Hidayat. And practicing with these recordings has deepened my appreciation for the mastery of Murshid Hidayat. Through the vibration of rhythm, the composition of notes, sound, color of the element, within the sacred word, Murshid Hidayat fulfills the teachings of the Hazrat Inayat Khan on the mysticism of sound. So we begin with the earth element. Hazrat Inayat Khan teaches us that the sound of the earth is dull and can be heard in instruments of wire and gut, as well as percussion instruments such as drums or cymbals. You'll hear this in the music. He tells us that the sound of earth activates movement in the body and produces a quickening in the heart, and the form of earth is crescent-like. The color of earth is yellow. Now, in the chromatic sikr practice received through Murshid Hidayat, the sound attributed to the earth element is ah. The sacred word we will sing is fatah, meaning the one who opens the way. In the vowels and consonants of wazifa, there is a sound code that carries meaning. The reference for this is the Physicians of the Heart by Wali Ali Meyer, Bilal Hyde, Faisal Mukarram, and Shabda Khan. So fatah. The short A in fat is like a draw of breath in, and ta is this breath that spreads outward and lifts upward, like the crescent moon, a bowl of receptivity which receives and reflects the light of the sun. And so, fata literally means to open to light, to enlighten. You can hear the percussion in the sound of fata, the repetition that's in that ta sound connotes perpetual, continuous movement and action. And so that the sound fata carries this meaning of the always continuing heart. It is the vibration of the one who always. Now, Murshid Hidayat teaches us to direct our breath and our concentration to the tip of the nose. And at this point, imagine a glowing golden circle with the radiant fullness of sun. Kind of like this flower. Experience the vibration of sounds at the tip of the nose and in the bell of your head and reverberating in your heart. Feel the gold color of light radiate and pulse on the waves of the rhythm and movement of the sound. We tune the bell of our consciousness and harmonize the instrument of our heart with this vibration, continually opening, awakening in thy divine light. So we begin with the first practice, Fata. Yafata, 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 yafata. The water element. Hasrataniakon teaches us that the sound of water is deep. It is heard in the sound of moving water, such as the waves of the sea, the rolling waters of a mountain stream, the falling of rain. Its form is serpent-like, and it has a smooth and lively effect. Its color is green. In the chromatic zikr, Murshid Hidayat attributes the sound O to the water element. The sacred word we will practice is Wahabo, meaning O thou the bestower, the divine inspirer. In this practice, the divine name Wahab is followed by the sound O, which is how Hasrataniakon prescribed this practice to Murids, with a concentration on a stream of water. In Physicians of the Heart, we learn the root of Wahab, WHB, means the bestower. And think about it, there is this breath in Wahab. Wuh-ha, and then b, Wahab. So in that closing b is this bestowing. You can feel that. Like fata in Wahab, we hear the same short and long ah sound, which again carries the vibration of perpetual movement, the always continuing heart. The one who always. We can hear in Wahabo how the vowel sound continues the movement of the water element. So let the O sound sustain and flow in the sound of the practice. Keep it flowing. this continual fluidity and flow of the water element is adaptable to whatever is along its path. And so Hasrataniyakan teaches us that the water element fosters enthusiasm and progress on our inner and outer path. Our concentration is directed towards the bridge of the nose. At that point, imagine a fresh, vibrant, green circle of radiance. From that radiance, experience the vibration of the rhythm and movement of the sounds of Wahabo flow within you and without as moving waves of green. We tune our being to the perpetual stream of the divine source who continually bestows thy inspiration so that we may flow around and through all that hinders us, progressing with enthusiasm on our path. So I'm going to take a little sip. The fire element. Hasrataniyakan teaches that the sound of fire is high pitched. It is heard in the falling of a thunderbolt, in a volcanic eruption, in the sound of a fire, in a flame when blazing. Its form is curled and its color red. In the chromatic zikr practice, the sound of the fire element is E. The wazifa we will sing is Kareem, meaning, O thou the bountiful, the one who is most generous. Positions of the Heart teaches that the sound code of the vowels ah, E in Kareem are a vibration that traces manifestation from transcendence. the one who is all pervasive, manifest in the micro detail of all creation. And the root of Kareem, KRM, means unconditional giving from the inner intention of love. And again, you can feel and hear this in the meme, that sound of love. With a concentration of radiant red light at the center of the forehead, between the brows, feel the direction and movement of the notes that form the sound of Kareem within your instrument as the melody curls and the pitch rises. Like a flame softening the hard wax of a candle, all Kareem softens the hardest, densest part of our ego self. Ka is the spark that lights the wick of the candle. In the vibration of Reem, the candle wax sizzles as the one who is most generous fans the flame of the intention of love. Softening this dense matter, vaporizing it into the warmth of thy generosity and kindness. So feel the warmth of Kareem radiating in the movement of the sounds as a wave of thy abounding love. The air element. Hasrat-e-Naikon teaches us that the sound of air is living. Its form is zigzag and its color blue. He says the effect of sound is heard in the blowing of the wind and the whispers of a gentle breeze. We can hear the expression of air and wind instruments of wood, brass, and bamboo. The effect of the sound of air is sweeping and piercing, with the tendency to kindle the fire of the heart, as Rumi wrote in the Mathnavi about the flute. The story of the song of the reed, the longing reed separated from its source. Murshida Dayat teaches that the elemental sound for air is E-U. E-U. In vocalization, it sounds like a puff of air. Ugh. The sound of air is between the sound of E, fire, which is quickening and rises, and the atmospheric sound of ether, ooh, which is horizontal and soothing. So this sound can be heard in the ney, the traditional flute of Middle Eastern music. If you have listened to the ney, you might have experienced how it carries the breath as a vibration that can be both quickening and soothing simultaneously. The sacred word we will sing is Sabir. Murshid Hidayat presents his wazifa spelled S-A-B-I-R. Now, in English pronunciation, we tend to say Sabir. Yet in Arabic, the pronunciation sounds like Sabir, which transmits a quality of air in the vowel sound of the last syllable. And it closes with this soft R that rolls from the breath of that vowel. Sabir. The sacred name meaning, O thou the patient, the one who is enduring. Physicians of the Heart conveys that the combination of the vibration of the ah in sa and the soft uh sound in the syllable bih carries this meaning, the only source of all, the only actor of all actions. Sa is like a burst of breath, a soft rhythmic action from the only source, the only actor. In the sound of the syllable bih, you can feel the breath lifting. It's raising consciousness to the one and only source of all creation. So, our concentration is lifted to the crown of the head. And there, imagine a clear, diaphanous blue light vibrating and radiating on the waves of the air that you can experience in the movement of the music. The wavering movement of air is an action that can be energizing. I don't know, what does generalizing mean? Maybe it's that too. But it's energizing, and at the same time, with that energy, if it gets out of control, it can be a source of confusion and exhaustion. So we tune our consciousness in the higher stratosphere, the horizontal, soothing stratosphere of Sabir. So as we harmonize our consciousness in the one who is patient and enduring, we surrender in trust to the only actor of all actions, that our every action may be guided by thy unwavering wisdom. Yeah. Yasambir, 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 the ether element, Hazrat Inayat Khan. The sound of ether is self-contained, and it holds all forms and colors. It is the base of all sounds, and is the undertone which is ever continuous. Its instrument is the human body, because it can be audible through it. Although it is all-pervading, yet it is unheard. It manifests to a person as they purify their body from material properties. The body can become its proper instrument when the space within is opened, when all the tubes and veins in it are free. Then the sound, which exists eternally in space, becomes manifest inwardly also. So through the practice of harmonizing the material properties of our being in the elemental vibration of the sacred sounds of the divine source, our consciousness, our heart, our instrument is purified and refined for this final attunement, the ether element. Murshid Hidayat teaches that the sound of ether element is U, as heard in the sacred sound Hu. This sound is within the wazifa Nur, meaning O light of God. The all-pervading divine light that is the essence of the one source of all. Thy love and thy light that is in the heart of every soul. The sound U expresses the eternal, the never-ending and everlasting divine essence. A sound that penetrates deeply into the heart. We place our concentration just above the crown and visualize a luminous, pure white light. The source of all colors of light, vibrating in their purest form. With the vibration and movement of the sacred sound Noor, the all-pervading eternal love and light is pouring upon you, penetrating the darkest recesses of your heart, illuminating all that covers the light of your soul. Rest in this atmosphere as we receive these words of Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan. When a mystic speaks of self-knowledge, it means knowing the other part of one's being, that deeper, subtler aspect of one's being. It is upon the knowledge of that being that the fulfillment of life depends. One might ask, how can one draw closer to it? The way that has been found by those who searched after truth, those who sought God, those who wish to analyze themselves, those who wish to sympathize with life is one way. And that is the way of vibrations. It is the same way as of old. By the help of sound, they prepared themselves. They made these physical atoms, which in time had become deadened, live again with the help of sound. They worked with the power of sound. As Zebanisa says, say continually that sacred name which will make thee sacred. The Hindus have called it mantra yoga. The Sufis have termed it wazifa. It is the power of the word which works upon each atom of the body, making it sonorous, making it a medium of communication between the external life and the inner life. We offer our gratitude to Murshid Hidayat Inayat Khan, who has entrusted us with the singing wazifas to harmonize our beings in the vibrations of the sacred, so that every atom of our instrument may become sonorous, like a flute of reed, a medium between the inner and outer life. And we also acknowledge and offer our gratitude to Murshid Jalaluddin Sill in Canada, who worked closely with Murshid Hidayat to produce the instrumental and vocal scores and the online resource that makes it possible for us to experience and study these practices. And a link to this can be provided later. So let us close with the prayer Katoom and feel the sacred vibration of these wazifas in this prayer. O Thou, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts, Ya Fatah, that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within, Ya Wahabo. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, Ya Noor, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness, Ya Kareem. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide men. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit, Ya Sabir. And unite us all in thy perfect being. Amen.